Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is unfit to be president and is impeached for high misdemeanors.
That's Congressman Al Green there, a Democrat from Texas today, making good on his promise to force a vote to impeach President Donald Trump. Al Green's been calling for impeachment nearly half the time that Donald Trump has been president, and in a GOP Congress, this was a political stunt, for sure. But it is one that could have a big political impact for 2018. Christina Marcos covers the House for The Hill newspaper, and she says that Al Green's move was not one Nancy Pelosi was hoping to see. I spoke with her before the vote.
This is entirely just Al Green saying that he wants to act on his conscience and do something to try to get President Trump out of office because he personally believes that he's unfit. But this is hardly something that Democrats or Republicans want to vote on.
And on what grounds is Mr. Green moving for impeachment here? What do the articles say?
So his articles don't actually allege that President Trump has committed a crime. Rather, they instead argue that President Trump has brought shame and disrepute on the office of the presidency for inciting hatred and sowing division among the American people. For example, with his equivocating response to the white supremacist march in Charlottesville over the summer, or his attacks on NFL players who were kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality. And so he's arguing that President Trump is dividing the people so much that he's no longer fit to be in office.
So part of the question, Christina, is why now and what's really going on here? I mean, look, impeachment's not going to pass. We all know that. But Al Green is trying to send a message, and he's trying to send a message that Democratic leaders like Nancy Pelosi don't want to send right now. They've said don't do this. So what is that message, and what's the timing?
Well, Congressman Green has been agitating about this for months. He's insistent that this should happen sooner rather than later, even though most Democrats think this is way too premature. The special counsel's investigation about possible Russian collusion with the Trump campaign is still ongoing, and he's not alleging that Trump has committed a crime here. So for most Democrats, this is going to be a tough vote than it is for Republicans.
But Democrats are looking at a midterm election year in 18, Christina, expecting huge wins, maybe, you know, whispering around the corners that they might even be able to take back control of the House. So what's the message here that comes from an impeachment vote before an election? What kind of message might Democratic voters take? What kind of message might Republicans take?
Well, that's the tricky part, are Democrats in all of this, because right now Democrats are seeing a very impressive amount of energy among people who are angry about what's going on with Republicans in Congress and President Trump in the White House. And so they're hoping to capitalize on that heading into the 2018 midterms next year to take back the House. So this is going to be hard for Democrats to try to maintain that energy when you have all these people, many of whom would like to see Trump no longer in the White House, when they see that most Democrats vote against a resolution to impeach Trump. At this point, that's going to be hard for Democrats who want to maintain that liberal energy to justify.
And what message might Republican voters, maybe the Republican base, maybe Trump supporters, take from an impeachment vote?
This could also possibly galvanize them. That's another thing that Democrats who are opposed to this move by Al Green have been saying, that this is just going to galvanize Republican voters who perhaps they aren't feeling great about the policy initiatives that Republicans in Congress are pushing. Or maybe they're not even that thrilled with Trump right now, but they, for whatever reason, they don't want to see Democrats in power. So if they do this, then this is just a message that if Democrats are going to take back the House, then they should expect efforts to impeach the president.
Christina Marcos with The Hill newspaper. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks for having me.